News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Right now, a protest is planned this weekend seeking the removal of those anti-camping fences installed on Dublin's Grand Canal that quite simply look ugly and don't work. It emerged yesterday over 90 complaints have been lodged against Waterways Ireland over the barriers since May. On the line to discuss this is Kevin Byrne. He's the chair of the South Georgian Corps Residents Association. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are things?
I'm not too bad. I mean, quite frankly, they're not working because people are still camping there.
Yeah, so the barriers were only ever a sticking plaster approach, and while they're an understandable emergency response, they're still here 3 months later, and as a result, we've lost the public community for the whole summer, and, you know, habits have been lost, people are avoiding the steel corridors there, it's not feel safe in them, and tents are now continually popping up again. There's a number of small encampments at the moment, single tents at various locations. So it's it was an understandable response initially, but things are sliding again now and sticking plaster. That it's a half measure, and really the underlying issue, of course, is that there's almost 2,500 unaccommodated asylum seekers, and most of them are sleeping rough in the capital. So half measures like the canal barriers are a downstream consequence of that.
Mm. The 90 complaints that have gone into Waterways Ireland, what kind of response have you gotten?
So we've engaged with Waterways Ireland, and in fairness to them, we found them pretty open to engagement and believe they are committed to removing the barriers, certainly compared to, say, IPAS, which is the body responsible for accommodating asylum seekers. They've refused to engage with residents and businesses over the last 18 months this crisis has been going on. So we have found Waterways Ireland better to deal with than that. And, you know, I do believe they are looking at ways to remove this. I think they don't want the barriers in the canal any more than users of the canal do.
Okay, but the last time there was a protest, I remember people physically trying to pull down the barriers. Is that something you're looking to discourage this weekend?
Yeah, we wouldn't support that. Our association prefer to engage with Waterways Ireland along with other residents to resolve this in an orderly way.
Yeah. How quickly do you think it can be restored to normal? Because, I mean, when you drive down the canal in Dublin, it's just disheartening to see them, number one, and I'm driving through, I don't live there. So how quickly can this be settled?
Yeah, it reflects dreadfully in Dublin, and as you say, it's changed habits, so people don't commute along it as much, they don't walk along it as much, or sit and stroll as much, so all those habits have been lost, and it's a rare and scarce green space in the city, that not just people in the area use, but a lot of people that visit the city would use, and we've been struck at how much love there is for the canal across the country. But as I said, there's an underlying issue. I don't think everyone appreciates the scale of the increase in rough sleeping in the city. So before this crisis started 18 months ago, there was typically less than 100 rough sleepers in Dublin at any given time. So the Dublin Region Homeless Executive and the charities did a lot of hard work to keep those numbers low despite the housing crisis. But the state has now abandoned thousands of asylum seekers in tents in our streets and just walked away.
Your association has to have a certain amount of sympathy for the people who find themselves in that situation. It's not their fault.
No, and absolutely. When this started 18 months ago, we were very slow to kind of raise this complaint out of sympathy for the people who were in the tents. And we assumed the responsible agencies would do their job and over time deal with the responsibility. But as we saw on Mount Street, that went on for almost a year. You know, we've no choice but to kind of raise it. So What we do is simply for the men in tents, this is going on a long time, and the government has had sufficient time to, procure emergency responses. It's not good enough just to sacrifice the capital to chaos. Right.
Okay, Kevin Byrne of the South Georgian Corps Residents Association. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.